You are listening to Robbie Dixon. I'm very happy to be in the company of Miriam and Katie from Simple Recruitment, based in Midsummer Norton. We've been talking about, obviously, how Simple Recruitment can help you as an employer. And we've also covered young people in the workplace and maybe providing, these days, providing a sort of safe space for them to be and giving them the opportunity to just chat through certain levels of anxiety. So one of the other questions that's come in, and I'm giving this to both you and Miriam and Katie. So a girl who's graduating from Cardiff University this year with a degree in history has kind of got no idea what her next step is going to be. What advice would you give her?
So one of the things that we do at Simple is we do interview everybody fully, and that can be an open conversation. It can be a bit more of an informal chat to start with. And one of the things that I think is really, really important is that a lot of people that are graduates, yes, they don't necessarily know maybe what they want to do, but upon having a detailed conversation with an experienced consultant, we are able to sort of draw bits of information out of people. So ask them what they like and what they dislike about a role, or ask them what their, you know, even their hobbies and interests. They're all really important things to discuss with a candidate. And quite often we can be talking to a candidate who maybe they give us some information, and then we've got a job already in mind. And I just think that's why it's so important to actually get to know the candidates, and the more you get to know them, the better you are at going to be able to matching them to a job.
Yeah. And Katie, would you also take into account, for example, if this person has had a little bit of experience in the workplace through a part-time, you know, if they've been studying, but maybe they've done bar work or they've done restaurant work, or work for one of those chains like Ask or Pizza Express or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, any work history is always relevant, and they're always going to be transferable skills that you can pass on to other jobs. I mean, particularly hospitality. I mean, I'm possibly a bit biased because I'm ex-hospitality myself, but you know, you've got to be pretty resilient to work in hospitality. You've got to be, you know, very sort of, you know, you've got to be very good at multitasking. You've got to be very, very good. You've got to have a lot of stamina, you've got to have a lot of agility, and you've also got to be very, very good at dealing with people and multitasking. So absolutely, there are always going to be transferable skills. And, you know, it may be that that person who is a graduate, that they don't know what they want to do. They might have done some voluntary work, they might have helped out within their university, they might have done some really interesting things, they may have travelled. All these things can, you know, paint a really good picture about someone's character and what they might be suitable for, sort of, you know, long term.
Yeah. And Miriam, you were mentioning something, because we were just chatting whilst Billy Joel was playing, something that I think probably would be, they might need to consider just doing some short term contracts.
Yeah, if you know, they're not entirely sure which direction they want to go into, you know, they can consider doing some temp work or some shorter term contract work to kind of just get the exposure to different sectors and different environments and stuff like that before they, you know, settle on a longer term role. It's very good to do that.
Yeah. And there's also some really practical help that you can give a young person.
Yeah.
Would that would be what, advice with CVs, for example?
We can help them with you know, how to structure your CV, what things, you know, to put on there and what things to maybe not put on there. And then also how to conduct yourself an interview. You know, we've got lovely little sort of sheets that we sort of can send out that kind of give you a bit of guidance of, you know, make sure you're prepared, how to dress, you know, how to, you know, what questions to ask, kind of just to kind of be well prepared for, you know, when the time of interview comes.
Yeah.
So you kind of come across the best you can, really.
Because I remember when I was in the, you know, in the interview seat, as it were, or as the interviewer, and there is still There's still no question that first impressions mean an awful lot.
Absolutely.
And one of the ladies that I recruited, who's actually now been with my husband's company for the best part of 20 years, but I'll never forget, she walked into the office in a suit, smartly dressed, and, you know, just looked the part.
Yeah.
And, you know, well, she was well qualified anyway, but that first impression still says an awful lot, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And our director, Jayla, one thing that it's shoes.
Oh,
shoes
yes.
is a big thing. But I also think it's dress appropriate for the job that you're going for.
Yep.
And I think that's where we can give guidance on, because every client we represent, we know. We've pretty much been to see them. We sat with them. We sort of sussed out what people in the office are wearing. So if you're going, you know, if you know, it's always, you know, clean and tidy, whatever, but you don't always have to wear a suit. It doesn't always have to be that sort of formal attire. Sometimes the smart casual, because you don't want to stand out like a, you know, like you shouldn't be there. You kind of, if you walk in, but you already look like you could fit in, just by the way you carry yourself and by the way you kind of, you know,